Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, magazine, Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, Populate, EMR, electronic medical records, with the specialty in podiatry, and the famed UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today. Steve Melman, he's a psychotherapist, and he's the author of Guidance for New Clinicians in a Chaotic World. He'll be joining us, along with returning Bill Williams, freelance multimedia specialist, photographer, and his internet humor daily email distribution all over the world is really something. So it's great to have him back. Then the Sports Doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom or emails. First, let's welcome Steve Melman. Steve, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Bob. Dr. Bob, it's nice to be with you.
Give us, Steven, some background on yourself and the world of psychotherapy and what you're up to.
Okay. Well, I'm a psychotherapist with over 40 years of experience. I am a licensed professional counselor, licensed marriage and family therapist. I've worked in many different roles. The last gig I worked with the Federal Employee Assistance Program for 25 years. I retired in 2021, but I have had a private practice for probably now 30 years, and I still maintain that private practice part-time.
You know, it's interesting, Steve, is, you know, for the decades that I've been on the Sports Doctor, I have featured all mental experts, including your own field, psychiatry, psychology, mental training, sports performance, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the biggest topic in the world, whether it was after the pandemic or the craziness with social media, the mental game and mental health. Again, in sports medicine, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother or someone who's trying to stay in shape or all of these other pressures, you know, you mentioned in your book, the title in the chaotic world, how are we doing with the attention to all this pressure mentally in sports and out?
Probably not so well, although there's lots of discussions. So much just to scratch the surface, but there's so many things we do well and so many things we don't do very well.
Yes, we try to stress as best we can all the wellness stuff going on, and there's a lot, even though every expert says the same thing you did, treading water at best, when we would ask that particular question, like how we're doing in some of these different fields that have become such a big deal, whether it's teenagers or youngsters or their parents.
In some ways, I don't think we set the bar high enough academically. I think we lowered that bar so much that we don't accept competition anymore. We still get blue ribbons just for participation. I think competition, it helps us to show the best we can to excel. And I think
you mentioned, again, is the subtitle in your book, The Guidance for New Clinicians in a Chaotic World. That's enough already. Then you say how to practice while preserving traditional values. And this is, again, whether I work with all of these different organizations, have them on as guests, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports or iSports 360 or Baseball Blue Book, where there's tremendous attention on trying to keep in the, for instance, youth sports game, these kids still having a good time having fun. And the whole side of the mental side, whether it's for a sports parent or coach or teammates, involving this communication and
you know, when you start to preserve traditional values, then I guess it's good luck to us, right?
Right. Well, I was thinking traditionally about that. It could be anything from parenting to marital couples, all kinds of things that I'm a very traditionalist, and I often say my profession in some ways has been hijacked in a very, very liberal way. So I'm a traditionalist, and I try to encourage other clinicians to follow suit, and you don't have to detour yourself from traditional values.
How do you find, Steve, and then I'm going to ask you, give me a cite for your book, how do you find the relationship? You know, there's like so different areas. There's psychology, there's psychiatry, there's psychotherapy. Next week from Australia, I have my friend on in the world of sports, hypnosis. So how do you find the relationship, how your profession fits in with these other groups that are really all on, you would hope, on the same team? Are you? You seem to be.
Sometimes, yes. you know, and I, when it comes to like psychiatrists, those, you know, those make a distinction. A psychiatrist is someone with a medical degree who's able to prescribe medication.
Right.
As opposed to a psychotherapist or a psychologist or a social worker. Oftentimes, psychologist has a PhD, a doctorate in psychology. Social workers, psychotherapists like me, we're all do clinical counseling with folks, but we can't prescribe medication.
Yes, and medication, of course, has a very valuable place in all of medicine, but we live in the United States where you can't watch television for more than 3 minutes without seeing 8 commercials for drugs. And that whole demand, whether we're talking about the overuse of over-the-counter painkillers, whatever, in youth sports and just in general, or some of these other, the scourge of diabetes and what it's meant in so many different ways. And if you don't have on a drug commercial, you're watching a diet commercial. So and you're in the middle of all of this. You know, whether you're working with the best sports teams in the world, or you're dealing with sports parents who have talented kids and we've got all of these demands on them. And I would imagine, again, when you're talking about life coaching, that's been another field that's exploded, that's mixed in. I think medicine is paying much more attention to the mental game, even though there's a lot of ways to go. Would you agree?
I would agree, yes.
Do you have a website, Steve, where people could find out about you or your book or whatever?
Sure.
Is the book out?
Yes, it came out in August of 2024, last year. And my website is Stephen Melman, M-E-L-M-A-N, psychotherapist.com.
Yes. Now, again, you know, you talk about, I think anybody, when you mention the fact of, like the title, of Dealing with a Chaotic World, I think everybody rolls their eyes and hears that loud and clear. There seems to be, you know, just no doubt about it. And for years, I've had on people in the school world and the school system, the world of education, and again, this whole world of awareness, and trying to get these important areas included in grade school and in younger areas of school. It seems we've made some progress. Still, again, a long way to go when we're talking about the school system paying attention to mental health. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we're paving the way in some ways, and we got a long way to go in other ways. But yeah, I would love for schools to introduce things like how to help kids with stress management, how to deal with stress in productive ways. You know, if you take a look at basketball shooters or tennis players, how they collect themselves, whether a basketball player who is taking a free throw and how they compose themselves. They don't immediately go to the line to shoot. They're collecting themselves.
Remember those tests from a million years ago? I think it was Wayne Dyer and there was a couple others where they did mental training alone with free throw shooting. And they did free throw shooting. And they found out that both improved. pretty much, pretty much equally showing the power. The figure skaters I've worked with for years were always visualists and included some of these different methods in order to, you mentioned reducing stress. It's become such a big deal in so many different areas. And again, this way, when you play our segment we're doing now for some of your local school systems, they'll get the hint, Steve.
Yeah, that reminds me of there's a study that was done some time ago. They had free throw shooters who just went to the line and shot, and then you had other shooters that were employing the visualization part.
Yes.
Shooting and making the basket. And those that did the imagery part did so much better than those without it.
Yeah. So I understand you've had some interest over the years in tennis. Are you still playing?
Yes, I still. I don't play matches so much, but I do hit intensely, and I'm constantly working on improvement.
That's a key word. All right, I'm going to give you a hint now. You just mentioned intensely. And here's
sure.
The two exercises you want to include at whatever level you are in your tennis world. And number one is strengthen your feet and ankles. Rubber bands, other methods, strengthen your feet and ankles. And number two, forever, work balance, work stability. And this is when the McEnroes came to see Bob Guida or Jimmy Connors or Tracy Austin. And I was interested in putting orthotics in their shoes. Yannick Noah. Guida was interested in working with them as athletes. So again, whether you're working as a senior player, I couldn't guess. Are you a senior player, Steve?
I am. I just turned 70 earlier this month.
That's a big deal. Again, Lou Vickery, who used to pitch for the Giants, for the Yankees and the Cardinals, and his pitching coach was Whitey Ford. And he's a tremendous author and institute with positive improvement. And he was doing a show called What's Your Racket? And we were dealing with the senior world of tennis, which is a very serious world. There's great players who continue to play, and most of them have played forever. How long have you been someone who, quote-unquote, played around with tennis?
Since I was at least the age of 13.
Bingo. Did you play in school?
I didn't play organized on a team, but I've always had a tennis racket in my hands from grade school to high school to college.
Every serious tennis player has sports psychologists with them, your world with them all the time. Who's your favorite player, my friend?
Every decade, I had my favorite. I was a Bjorn.
How
fan.
Could you not love from McEnroe and Borg to Connors to the Chris Everts? The Martina was the first big time athlete. I got involved in so many ways, and then you have the incredible career of Novak Djokovic. I remember after his first Australian win, he was throwing everything to the crowd, and he went to take his orthotics out, and he said, wait a second. he didn't throw them to the crowd, but the physicality, Rafa, that great career, and again, Roger Federer, and the great three, all those matches. So it's so entertaining. It's got such a tremendous audience. Steffi Graf, we could name all these names forever. And it's one of the sports that I call prodigy sports, where we have 13-year-olds. This is all they want to do. Figure skating, gymnastics, and the necessity of really paying big attention. And the more talented your young tennis player or athlete, the more we run into the mental side, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Like, how you doing, sports dad, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or and coach.
Yes. And the mental is just as important as the physical side. There's a lot of mental part in tennis and how a player could be even when they're up to match point, and sometimes they cave and they psych themselves out. They can't finish off a match.
Yes, when you would watch any of these players, which I did in practice, they were all incredible. In so many different ways. Who could win the points? Who makes the putt? who makes the free throw. These are all, you know, you see some of these incredible, coming live from Chicago, the Michael Jordans, the one of a kind. And you're down there in Dallas. Who knows what you're dealing with? The Cowboys and Mark Cuban. I had one of his students again on the show. But the mental health side, it can be learned, right? The life coach side, when you're dealing with people, to try to spend 10, 15 minutes a day to paying attention to the mental game, I think is one of the biggest challenges on your shoulders, pardon my French.
Yeah, I remember one of the ones who emphasized this a lot was Maria Sharapova. She used to go back to the tennis, to the back of the court, and to compose herself. And now you see a lot of players now do that.
Oh yeah, she was at the Nick Bollettieri camps, and
yes,
whatever. I tell you, it's a whole other show. We'll have to continue on this tennis side. I knew the time would fly with you. Stephen, give me the site again. People can find out about you and your book.
Sure. Stephen Melman, M-E-L-M-A-N, psychotherapist.com.
Great. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. It's such a big-time topic. And the mental health is such a big deal. And it's great to get some great information constantly. Thanks so much for joining us. Hold on, Steve. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back at the Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness in so many areas. And Bill Williams is returning. He's a freelance multimedia specialist, a photographer in the past. Now his internet humor, daily email distribution to who knows where all over the world is such exciting stuff. He's returning. Bill, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's great to be here.
You know, we were just talking with a psychotherapist, Steve Melman. We talk about the mental game so much on the Sports Doctor, whether it's the best athletes in the world, their grandmothers, people trying to stick to their exercise programs, all this stress, and trying to find somebody who might be sending us some good news messages that we might be getting through the mail or through the internet. I have been a fan of messages from God for who knows how long. And talk a little bit about that history of yours with what you've mixed into your email messages.
Well, we started back in the 1990s when the email was new, and I was managing a bunch of sales folks in the Midwest, and they all had email, but nobody ever paid any attention to it. So I decided to keep their attention and send something out to them, and it worked. They read it. And even better, they shared it with their clients, and the clients said, hey, could we get those too? And there's no postage.
Well, you were in the news world in one regard or another, or the business world, and the mixture of both those sides, your whole career, haven't you?
Yeah, the whole career. I've done more things than anybody I can think of.
Right. So you were a man filled with stories. So here we are. How many years later? How many emails are you sending out every day?
Oh, I just send out one a day. That's
yes.
Plenty. That's
how
all.
How many people do you send them out to?
Well, over 500 on a daily basis, but it varies because people join and people leave and people join and people leave.
How many states are involved with your email world, Bill?
I've got all 50 states. I've got Berlin, Germany. I've got Rome, Italy. I've got Tokyo.
Yeah, how many
India,
countries?
Four countries that I'm aware of, Australia, India, Germany, and Italy.
You sound like the Sports Doctor. when I'm dealing with my guests from all over the world, what is someone, when you're dealing again with the idea, your goal is to get good news, good feelings, good vibes, messages in a myriad, whether you had today, you're talking about marriage, you're talking about, hey, who wears the parents in the family? You're talking about some of these things out of left field that everybody can smile at, everybody can relate to. What are your goals in the messages that you're sharing?
I want people to smile. You know, it comes out late at night, so people, when they wake up in the morning, if they turn on their computer, they've got something to read, something to smile about, and something to brighten their day. And
if you're the best athlete on professional teams, we were just talking with my previous guest, the world of tennis, the McEnroes and the Jimmy Connors and the kinds of athletes we would see in our sports facility with the great late Bob Guida. And again, we were talking about, do you want this guy to wake up in a good mood or have good vibes? Again, he's got training. He's got million-dollar contracts. Or don't you? Right?
Right.
So that world, or the sports parent world, or the coach, absolutely included your vibes. Even if they weren't married or they weren't grandparents, right? So you're mixing in, you know, you're 7 days a week, right?
No, 5 days a week, Monday through
Friday.
5 days
a week, you're a work schedule.
Yeah, sometimes you put something out on the weekend, but not every weekend.
Yes. So when you're looking to get smiled, and you're looking to, like you said, waking up in the morning. And by the way, give us what's the site people find out about your email?
www.internet-humor.com. I got to put that hyphen in there.
Why do people keep saying www? Is it still around?
It's still around.
And when you're giving a site, and of course the challenges of trying to include good stuff on the quote-unquote internet, online, again, big challenge today. I would imagine, again, the pandemic, the post-pandemic, people working at home, the depression times 100. You know, the last two Olympics, whether it was Simone Biles or Michael Phelps, you had the best athletes in the world talking about mental challenges. I thought this was a big deal for everything you're involved with. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, if anybody can start the day with a smile, that's great. I work with a lot of teachers, and let's face it, depression among the teachers is rampant.
Yes, what about the students? Right. You know, we were talking before, and I have a lot of education people on the Sports Doctor, where we're talking about, again, including all of these principles. Again, we had psychotherapist on, Steve Melman, before you, even from the therapy side of things, as to why the schools aren't, or are they, I would say, why aren't the sports teams? And they are. That's why I have a documentary coming out with Joel Franco with the famous Chesapeake Films, about where our children play, about that whole world. Imagine in your mind the overzealous, crazy coach or parent or team doctor with these kinds of things. So again, the mental health side of things is such a big deal. You just mentioned a very big thing. What's been your experience about the medical profession or some of these, the sports teams, the park districts, tuning into your world?
Well, I know a bunch of doctors have my book, and they love to use it, in number one, in their waiting rooms, and number two, to give it to their patients if they are undergoing surgery so they have something to smile about.
What are the specialties? Yes, because this is what are the specialties in medicine, just kind of in general, that have been included in having your stuff in their waiting room?
Orthopedics. Gynecology, urology, those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I got to get you in the podiatry offices, man, you know? Yeah, when we would talk about Chop Chop Magazine, and their great publisher, her name will hit me in a minute, man, was in so many pediatricians' offices. Good diet, nutrition, families cooking together, and that whole world, and the fact of medical offices including this whole mental side, including nutrition, and the fact that this was so important. And I, you know, again, when you're talking about good vibes and just having a good thing to read for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, is such a valuable piece. I'm glad to hear my friends, the orthopedics. You know, we have, I have the team doctor of the Yankees as a guest, Chris Ahmad. I have the team doctor of the Bulls and White Sox as a guest, Dr. Brian Cole, the great Phillies world of dance and the Phillies and the world Super Bowl champions, Dr. DeNobili, Nick DeNobili in the Philly area. So I am glad to hear. And if they're not on your list, you got to get them on. I'll connect you, man.
Do connect me, and they'll be on my list.
Yes, and it brings a smile. I'm on your list, and it brings a smile again when who doesn't need it? Again, whether you're talking about the family relationships, again, all this pressure we're on, and this is before we'll mention the word politics, but this has thrown us into this chaos in so many areas where, again, whether it's a serious therapy side of things with some of these doctors, again, that I might have as on guests, you might have that with things in their waiting room, or, again, it is an Olympian. And we need a mental side. We need a mental edge when we're talking about champion athletes in so many different ways. And this is why paying attention to these things is so important to me when I'm talking about the sports doctor, where I'm interested in awareness about what I'm talking about. I'm interested in education, about paying attention to that side, and the action side, where we need to, maybe again change some habits. Maybe if they listen to your messages for a couple of years, you'll get somebody paying attention to staying in shape or paying attention to their diet or talking to their family again. Right? Are your messages mixed in all of these areas in life?
All of those I've covered, but we need more of them.
My guest last week was a master of the Tao, the 3,000-year-old Tao, and him talking about how it's amazing the same things that were important with Lao Tzu. Talking about, or in the area of spirituality, we don't want to get into organized religion. That's more of a hassle. But if we're talking spirituality, nobody argues with it about the cooperation. You know, when we're trying to include this as best we can. And again, even if you're talking something as simple as, can you put a smile on people's faces in the morning? And where do you get all your inspiration from, Bill?
Well, people have been sending me contributions for years, and as much as I use, I've probably got about 500 that I haven't even gotten around to yet.
Yes, are you into it all, the conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh?
I must admit I'm not.
Yes, you got to look at that in all your different messages. It's profound stuff. Probably around since the 90s, like you, with Neil Donald Walsh. Absolutely, the world-renowned situation. How about the Tao? I'm putting pressure on you here with your messages. Tomorrow you'll be busy.
Well, one of my other hats is that of a financial advisor, and people are asking me all the time
about
the Tao.
I'm going to ask you about that. We got a break coming up. I was just on with the Money Doctor last week, who's somebody we talk about some of these challenges. I'm going to ask you about this. We're talking with Bill Williams and all his incredible daily email world around the world, every state in the union. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking about, put a smile on your face, man, some of these emails that the multimedia specialist, photographer, and internet humorist, Bill Williams, is back with us. Met Bill on the great summit. So, Bill, we're back. You were mentioning dollars and cents. And this is a topic I was just speaking with one of my colleagues, the money doctor, Hug Your Money with the radio show. We were talking about the financial stress on everybody and sports families and trying to have strategies. And what was your point where you were talking about dollars and cents and trying to put a smile on everybody's face?
Well, I haven't really been able to do that, although I wish
I
could.
I know. Good luck to you.
Yeah, but, you know, in one of my other lives, I am a financial advisor. And people are calling me all the time wanting to know, what do I do? And I said, do exactly the same thing I'm doing. Shake your head and guess.
Yeah,
with the way
but
politics
paying attention,
are,
trying to pay whatever the stress area in our life is, trying to include paying attention again to the mental game, whether we're talking the best athletes in the world or you're talking to a financial client who's trying to deal on the mental side of all of these pressures. And again, there's so much of it in the world of youth sports where we're talking about traveling teams and we're talking about now all of a sudden they're being paid athletes coming into college and this whole NIL world. So these are the things we were talking about. Again, as a sports family, as the Baseball Blue Book, which is a company that's around over 100 years, and Dr. Cole from the Bulls and White Sox is my sports medicine side of, again, being able to advise some of these families about what about these coaches, where do I go, how am I dealing financially with all of a sudden these new pressures, and there's no doubt about it, it is a big part of sports medicine. But it's a huge part of business. And, you know, the idea, you might be facetious until you think about it for 5 minutes, of how important the mental game is.
Absolutely. You know, because if you're not thinking about what you should be doing, you're not doing the right things.
Well, at least having and adding in, I'm not telling you to be a monk or a Taoist, but adding in the rest and relaxation side of the challenges of life financially are never ending and they are constant, and being able to be in a good mood about it or at least have a few laughs about it, I think is smart medicine. And again, when I talk about the new medicine, the smart medicine, and I define it on the Sports Doctor, it is number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to all of us to identify what smarter is. Number two, keep moving. Whether you go to the gym, whether you do yoga, whether you want to work out at home, do something. Keep moving. Play tennis. And number three, whether you want to take some action. And taking some action can include, if I can get a good message every day, that's why I've always enjoyed messages from the universe, which you could find all over the internet, which is all about the whole thing, mental game, including the therapy side and the importance medically when we're talking about these challenges, and at least coming at it, you know, where Bill just mentions he's a financial advisor and the idea of this whole side of things. If stress is higher in other areas, Bill, what is it?
unbelievable right now, I got to tell you.
Yeah, and you know, so when you're talking about how do the different cultures, with the feedback you get from, you know, 50 states and all of these different areas, and the idea that we're still, you know, from the Bible on down, we're trying to all be one and trying to deal with people, you know, deal with others the same way we would like to deal with them ourselves. How many topics do you touch on? You touch on dozens of highlights and topics.
No question about it. You know, getting older is a huge topic. How kids act, you know, doctors' responses, legal responses, golf, dozens of different topics. And as a matter of fact, eventually I plan to put out a couple of books that are just involving one on kids, one on golf, one on getting older.
The late great sports psychologist shared the radio with me in the 90s, the late Jim Vickery. And he dealt with Northwestern. He dealt with the White Sox. He dealt with the prisons. I was with him in the late 80s, the 90s. And he called himself a sports performance therapist. He didn't use the word psychology. It scared people away. He was a performance enhancement consultant. But even back then, and he had advice for parents, he had advice for business people, but especially for parents of these young kids, he said, don't be a critic. And he said, be a good listener. And again, he tried to apply these principles each day when I would drag him to speaking to parents or coaches with some of the different remarks that we would have ongoing in and out of the radio. With some of the different, everybody, if you close your eyes, you can immediately, you can visualize an overzealous parent. You know what's gone on with sports doctors and or coaches and the pressure that's on these different individuals. So again, adding some humor, paying attention to this side of things, this is why we like to have the Bill Williamses on, who can add this to the equation wherever you find yourself. Right, Bill? Denver.
Absolutely. You know, humor.
Give us some bullet points, Bill, before we run out of time. Give us some bullet points. Is there a title of your emails?
Thought for the Day is the title of the emails. The book is 20 Years of Internet Humor is the title of the book.
Okay.
That's just volume one.
And again, what's the best site people can go to find out? I know you're going to WW me. What's the best site?
www, but after that, it's internet-humor.com.
Right, and you've got input from all different states, different cultures. How's the U.S. stack up?
The vast majority are folks from the U.S., okay? And that's where 95% of my contributions come from, too.
How about the states that are standing out for you?
Ohio, Texas, New York, Florida, Colorado.
Okay, how about cities?
Cities, Long Island, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yes, Austin, little Long Island. You got any Massapequa in the mix?
I don't know. I've got Hempstead off the top of my head.
Yes, again, some of these different areas. And again, the importance of this. And again, the title of the email is?
Thought for the Day, but they don't need to know that. If they go to the website, it's all right there.
Yes, but you give people a weekend off, right?
Most weekends, yes. But occasionally I find something that I can't wait, and I send that out.
Yes, because again, I would imagine it's just an endless array of topics from one regard or another. And there's been a lot of champions over the years, you know, the books and whether it's the Carnegies and some of these other champions and the Wayne Dyers and my gosh, Dr. Weil, the famous Dr. Weil in so many different areas of the mental game. So it's great to be contributing. And I would imagine that the feedback will continue, to say the least. As again, more, whether it's the schools you talked about, or again, it's the medical professions, the teams. Now they're bringing therapy dogs into some of the great sports teams so the athletes can, you know, relax, have a few laughs, get a few smiles on their face when, you know, therapy dogs used to go to emergency rooms only. So there's been some growth in this type of area, don't you think?
I do, and, you know, therapy dogs are great in hospice and in nursing homes, too. Absolutely. And not just dogs.
So this is where it started, but now you're seeing it with sports teams. And the whole idea is to just take the stress level down, try to get us to relax a little bit. before we pour the champagne, you know?
Absolutely. Nothing like patting a dog on the head and have it lick your ear.
Yes, and again, because of this background you've had in the multimedia world, whether it's photography or whether it's with various newspapers, et cetera, then you must have all sorts of opinionators from left and right who might be looking to throw you a few curveballs, I would think.
That's where my job as editor comes in, because I've had an awful lot of suggestions that I just would love to use, but I couldn't without losing half the audience.
Right. And well, again, you know, the idea that it's a safe place, I think, is very important, isn't it?
It really is, you know, because you got to know who the people are reading this thing. And no matter how good they are, somebody's not going to like it. And every now and then I get, that's terrible. Pick me off your list.
Yes, this is definitely a gigantic challenge, whether you can believe what you think is on Internet or what you're learning, and whether or not you got to worry about whether there's threatening involved in some areas. It's been one of my biggest disappointments with things like X. I was a big Twitter fan. I still have 30, 40,000 followers. And the idea that, you know, free speech, it's a crazy world. So I would imagine that you've got to be careful because you're going to get, again, no matter what, you're going to get the people in that area. Give us again quickly, Bill, the website. We've run out of time. I knew we would with you.
Internet-humor.com or 20yearsofinternethumor.com.
We're going all over the world. And again, you got to start off with a smile. We're going to keep that message. Thanks, Bill, so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports
Bob,
Doctors
thank you,
in.
Sir.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We might talk about some of the things we're talking about. There's so much buzz going on with the Sports Doctors In consulting. I have maybe 20 experts surrounding me in nutrition, in sports psychology, in physical training and parenting, in all aspects of youth sports and adult sports, athletes themselves. You can find out more about it. I'm going to talk about it now as my Dr. Bob Wisdom Again, my new website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. I will have a lot of information included on here. Great guests coming up. You know, the world of nurses, there's not a more valuable profession in all of our lives than nurses. Kathy Allen is a nurse who writes about and pays big attention to all areas of nurses, including get more aggressive and step up in so many different areas. So we're going to be excited about her two cents. She is a participant from the great summit, the National Publicity Summit that I've been part of, for the past decade. Then we're going out to Australia, and Sue Williams returns. She's the CEO. Her world of sports hypnosis is very, very exciting, and we want to get back some of her perspectives. Again, it's all part, again, of the mental game. And all these areas I include on the Sports Doctor, and it will be part of the consulting capability. If I have a individual sports parent or mom calls me up, maybe the young gymnast or dancer is dealing with an eating disorder, I could send it to psychiatry or psychology or whatever. Just an example, or if there's a nutrition question with supplements, et cetera, we can get Katie Davis, RDK Sports Nutrition, can be a referral. So this is a lot of the excitement, and sports hypnosis, of course, part of it. Following week, again, lessons living large. I'm trying to remember where drool is involved, is included in the title of Barbara Stone's book. Next week I should get it. But the whole world of, again, whether it's the relationships and the idea, again, the positive attitudes, the importance of the family and parents and children, this whole area, such a big deal. Then we're going to get legal. We're going to talk with attorney. He's also a multi-marathoner, James Profito. He also was last quarter, was one of the attendees of the National Publicity Summit. All good stuff. Again, Sports Doctor Wisdom this week. The consulting business, if you email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com, whether you're somebody who almost every week is included in my email, or if you're interested in my free consultation, if you have a son or daughter who's serious about their athletics, we are serious about preventing problems mentally and physically, as well as enhancing performance. So if you've got a question, I'm surrounded by experts. I'm glad to share this with you. Again, email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again to Steve Melman, Bill Williams. Catch you next week, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, CBS.